Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show. Here we are a couple of days removed from Mother's Day, and Cassie already knows she messed it up. How does one mess up Mother's Day?
I had the biggest mom fail on Mother's Day, and it was very public.
The day is for you. All you're supposed to do is wake up. That's all you have to do as a mother on Mother's Day, allegedly.
And you get a pass. You can fail all you want, and it don't count because it's Mother's Day.
Tell that to my daughter when she's an adult and having nightmares about what happened. And it's Mother's Day, so my husband took on like the brunt of everything, but I don't take it off. I still do stuff with the kids, and that means changing diapers. And so we went to...
Oh, no, I have a hard rule. Mm-hmm. I don't change a diaper on Mother's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm with Kristen. I think, man, you get the entire day off.
The first thing, I'd like, because Jimmy was really clingy and he needed his diaper changed, and I did. I was like, here you go. I go, today's my day. I don't change a diaper.
You got immunity, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll pinch hit because we have two of them and they're rowdy, and so I'm just trying to keep everything. And we're potty training our oldest daughter, and... we go to the High Museum, which is wonderful, awesome stuff. They had a bunch of stuff for kids. They have special toddler days. And it happened to be the second Sunday. So second Sundays at the High Museum are free admission. But you have to get you have to sign up for an entry time and get tickets, but it's free.
Nice.
So it's Mother's Day and it's free admission. And they have a bunch of crafts for kids in one area. So it is packed. Okay. And they've got a special exhibit on, which is beautiful. And so we're walking around the museum with the kids, and Hazel, God bless her, we're trying to train her, I need to go potty is what she says. And I'm like, so happy that she told us. But at the same time, I'm like, could you just pee in your diaper today? I hate public restrooms. You have to know that about me. I'm super germophobic. I'm getting over it. But instead, I'm like, we're like, good job telling us, let's go change your diaper. So we're on the modern art floor, right? So millions and millions of dollars worth of international art is surrounding us. 3D sculptures, paintings, the whole nine yards. And the kids are being great, very respectful, mostly quiet.
I'm not worried about the kids. I'm worried about you because I know you and I love you, but you are clumsy AF.
I am, but there are no food or drinks allowed on the exhibition floors, okay? So very much paid attention
to that. If you're on the modern art floor, couldn't she just pee in the corner? And people would have just assumed what an interesting statement about life.
Cassandra Young, Liquid on Wood, 2023. Yes. So I go to the family restroom and we're changing them. And she's on the toilet, whatever, I'll spare you the details. Anyway, she stands up and Chad is changing our son on the little changing table. So while she's standing, I'm like, cool, we'll just put on a dry diaper while you're standing. I can do that. So I do it. I fix it. I put her in a romper, which is a stupid thing to do when you have a kid in a diaper. But I put the romper back on, get her all dressed up, and we leave. And we're walking around. And I'm here. I'm like, that was a parenting win. That was seamless. She did such a great job. I'm so proud of us. One, two, bam, bam. And all of a sudden I hear, my diaper's on the floor. And I say, what? And I turn around and there is a diaper on the floor.
Oh, no.
You didn't attach it?
It attached, but it came unattached somehow because I did it while she was standing up. So we're in the middle of the modern art exhibit at the High Museum, surrounded by millions of dollars worth of art and tons of people. And my daughter is screaming, my diaper's on the floor. Why is my skirt going up my butt? She's never worn anything without the diaper on, and then starts pulling it up and flashing her vulva.
Oh, wow.
Not a ton.
She's just trying to figure out what's going on. So
she gave herself a front wedgie, didn't she?
So
the vulva exhibit that went a couple of weeks ago.
Georgia, know, Keith's art is out of there, right? So I like, it only happened once, and Chad's like, no one saw, and I'm like, thank God, but I like snatch that diaper up off the floor as fast as I can and just throw it into the stroller and scoop her up and run for the bathroom. But I'm like, cool, my daughter's gonna, you know how like you dream that you're naked in high school or whatever, she's gonna dream that she was naked and lost her underwear in the middle of a modern art museum because it happened.
You and your whole family has been banned and you don't even know it. Over, like the next time you go, they're gonna go, we remember you.
Over 3 years in and I can't change a damn diaper properly, apparently.
It happens. All right, so Mo and Romeo, this is the bet payoff that will not end. It really, first of all, it was forever to get the actual bet to actually happen. And now the bet payoff, here we are weeks, if not months later. Why is this still a thing?
All good things take time.
All the man wants is a ride. That was it.
All right, so let's really quick, in 30 seconds, reset the bet, what the payoff is, and what was supposed to happen like a week ago.
Romeo challenged me in a game of FIFA because he felt like he was a FIFA champion, and I told him with 2 weeks of training, I could beat you.
I was even tired of telling the story.
I don't think we need a recap. I feel like they know at this point.
Yeah. And you beat him. You crushed him.
Like 80 to nothing.
And so, if Romeo was going to win, he was going to get Mo's PS5. Yeah, if Mo won, Romeo was going to have to give Mo the same amount of like rideshare rides, equivalent of $500.
Yes.
So you had a big show at City Winery, your family's in town, and to like knock this out, you were going to rent a van and Romeo was going to drive you and your family to the show. And we were going to be done with this, right?
Your recap stamina is impressive.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, you got me up to what I know. So,
okay, so Friday happened. That day came and I forgot that my schedule was already booked for something else, and I had a concert that day. And so Mo was
calling. You were performing in said concert or attending? Concert?
Okay. Said concert. And so.
Who was the artist?
Mana. It's a Mexican rock band.
Okay.
And it was Cinco de Mayo. So it was just like, you know, popping.
Yeah. He gets a pass.
So I just had to go celebrate.
Mexicans, yeah, if he doesn't go, man.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So, Mo called and I kind of just ignored it.
Hey, look, you can't kind of ignore it. No, you ignored it.
So, you know,
the two ring and then go to voicemail?
Yeah.
Not that like your phone was off, ignore. It was the two ring.
Uh-huh.
That's what that was.
Now, we had talked about this on air. Were you counting on him driving you and your family? Like, had that been your plan?
Well, that was the plan. But of course, I had a backup plan because it's Romeo. Right. So, but yes, that was my plan.
Your dimple ain't gonna get you out of this, by the way.
So why don't you just pick up and go, dude, sorry about this, but I double booked. Can't help you out today. We'll definitely get you next week.
Anxiety.
Okay.
Fear and panic came, and I was just like, all right, I'm gonna get back to him. And so then I think I strategically planned this, to be honest. I'm not going to lie.
Subconsciously?
So
Yeah.
I knew that if I ignored it and then I called him back, by the time I called him back, Mo would most likely be busy.
Yeah.
And so when I called him back, he didn't answer.
Now
it's on you.
So I called him right when the show started.
You should have answered anyway while you were on stage.
If I had my phone on me, I would have.
And yeah, so... I don't know, Mo. Do you want to go to Nashville? Can I give you a ride to Nashville? Do you want to go hang out somewhere far away?
So you're trying to bang this out in one ride?
Yeah, let's do a road trip together somewhere.
I think there has to be a deadline on this thing, or there's going to be a hefty penalty.
Okay, what's the deadline? Because I feel like we passed it.
Whatever it is, it's passed.
Yes. What is it?
I don't know, but it's the bit that won't die.
I know.
I mean, we gotta.
And I'm ready to kill it.
Yeah. So, okay, for one more day, I think you guys got to come in here. A deadline day and a penalty if you don't make it.
You come in with the deadline, or
you just come in with both. You won the bet.
A deadline and a penalty.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and then this thing, never to be spoken of. Ever again.
Okay.
Are we good?
We good. I'm good.
It's okay.
How'd you get to the show?
I ordered a ride.
Oh, okay.
You should have to pay him for that ride.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll be good. All right.
I got a luxury one too.
Okay.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.